Getting your hands on some history. Starting today, get this, a set of false teeth worn by Winston Churchill goes up for bid just in time for Christmas.
Ew. Yeah. The teeth helped the Prime Minister give some of the most inspirational speeches of World War II, and now they can be yours. The BBC's Mark Worthington reports.
We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air.
The unmistakable words of Winston Churchill, inspirational and instantly recognizable.
We shall fight on the beaches.
Churchill had a natural speech impediment and thought his distinctive voice a crucial tool in winning the Second World War. Safe in a Norfolk vault, the unlikely weapon in the war effort, a set of gold dentures specifically designed to preserve Churchill's lisp and to keep his voice unaltered on the airwaves.
We shall never surrender.
Churchill's dentures were made by a young dental technician called Derek Cudlip, and they've been in his family since Churchill's death.
My father's work was very important to Churchill, and when my father's call-up papers came through, Churchill asked for the papers, and they were torn up in front of him. And Churchill said to him, "You're going nowhere, you're staying here."
So what's making you sell these now?
They've been in a drawer for many years, and I'd like to see them on show to the wider public.
At the Royal College of Surgeons in London, the only other surviving set is one of the most popular exhibits. Here, flanked by the teeth of royalty, Churchill's dentures have pride of place.
These are the teeth that saved the world. Without them, he wouldn't have been able to deliver many of the great speeches that we know from the Second World War. So fight them on the beaches would never have sounded the same.
Yes, who indeed would have thought this would be the most exceptional and most talked about item that I've ever sold at auction.
Churchill's dentures are valued at £5,000, but the auctioneers say they could fetch tens of thousands when they go under the hammer. Mark Worthington, BBC News, Norfolk.